Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, everybody, have you heard? Dunk is in the game, and it strokes like Bird. It don't need no rhythm to shoot a shot. He flicks his right hand up, it's another make. Puts it on the wood, it makes your ankles break. The spread the floor solution, you got the green light. Any situation, he's got things of ice.
Duncan strokes three.
Sweeping the NBA.
Is it?
It is.
Did you read the Deadspin article I sent you?
Deadspin story, yep. Beast. You send me this. You tip me off to this. He's the top story on Deadspin, Leroy. Summer League is only good for getting unreasonably excited about Duncan Robinson and his 63% shooting percentage from three.
Did you read that? The title said unreasonably excited.
I saw reasonably.
It says unreasonably.
Reasonably excited for Duncan Robinson.
Reasonably was part of the word.
But he's skipping the un part of it.
Summer League is only good for getting reasonably excited about Duncan Robinson.
That's not what it says.
My man.
Don't we do this every year? There's the one guy.
No. Nah. I can't remember a time like this.
James Ennis. Ennis. Whatever his name is.
Not the same thing.
This is not white?
No. This is actually new for me. I don't remember getting this excited about a white dude in a while. It's been some time. I did
Robbie,
think Tyler...
Robbie, can you save that clip? Because out of context, that's awesome.
Tyler Johnson, I thought he was white for the longest.
Until he
was like, nah, man, not
I'm
white.
Mixed.
Not white.
And again, just for the record, you guys didn't ask, right?
No!
Nope, unsolicited.
No!
Okay, he just came
thundering
in with
us. Let's just get this out of the way, folks.
You know I'm mixed, right?
I know you guys are going to ask.
We're like looking. Okay.
All right. That's fine. Anyway, Duncan Robinson's killing it. He remains killing it. And it's been fun. It's been a fun part of Summer League thus far. The Heat won yesterday in Summer League action. And it's been cool. Like, look, he obviously impressed him enough to say, you know what? Undrafted guy, we want to keep you around a little bit. Let's keep you around a little bit.
Big game tomorrow. Summer League playoffs.
What? Two-way contract? It's not a no-way contract. I'll tell you who's getting sent home. That dude from Notre Dame. That dude stinks.
Farrell.
Hit the bricks, Farrell.
What are you guys doing?
I'm telling Farrell to hit the bricks.
Whoa, someone says Jason Capono was a big Summer League guy.
They're not on the Heat.
Oh, well, you know what? Three-point contest champion back-to-back years, Jason Capono.
But Robbie is right, though. He didn't start with the Heat.
Wait until we get Duncan Robinson on this Miami good stuff. I'm saying we're gonna Bane Lab the bleep out of him, so they can't bully him. They're gonna look at scrawny Duncan Robinson. He's not gonna do this against NBA players. Oh, you wait. Okay. You wait till we dip him in the waters of strip mall steroids.
Here's where we are. Zero. You know what that is? The amount of defense he plays. How's that going to fit in
Nobody plays culture? Defense in the summer league. It's no big deal.
You get a limited fouls. We get 10.
Yeah, it's cheating.
I mean, so if no one plays defense, how much faith should we put in his shooting percentage?
Because he's finding his openings, and he's nailing them all. How am I not? Look, it's big. It's a big deal if you're shooting 63% against a chair.
Is it? It's not. When you go into that Heat,
half these guys in the practice facility don't miss in practice.
Right.
Okay. What if I? How about this, smart guys?
Okay.
You can't say there's no pressure.
How many could you make against a chair?
Not 60%. No way.
Robbie thinks he could.
I say you wouldn't make 20.
Robbie, didn't you think?
I said 30
of 100.
I said 30%.
I probably wouldn't.
Okay.
But how many could you make?
I don't know. 10? 10 out of 100?
Okay, good.
Not my thing.
You're realistic.
Yeah. Basketball, not my thing.
30%. It's doable.
You just sound like Zaza.
No, Zaza would be like, I could 60. 70.
Oh, my goodness. Last summer league, the breakout star was Kyle Kuzma. We see how that turned out. Y'all keep doubting Nostra Tobin.
Well, Kyle Kuzma was a first-round pick.
I do feel...
Robbie, look.
So again. It says Matt Geiger was huge in the summer of 94.
Well, think about this. The Heat didn't have a pick, so maybe they would have drafted. If they drafted Duncan Robinson, would you feel different?
No. Yes.
Okay. They couldn't. They didn't have a pick.
And that means
guess
that
what?
30
no one
teams.
Else did either.
Right.
So what?
30 teams passed on him twice.
You want to know something? Anthony Bennett was drafted number one overall. Tell me about other teams again. People make mistakes all the time. So maybe this year around, people just have to make six.
Shabazz Napier.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Kwame Brown.
By the way, Lakers, you've been christened. You got lied to by LeBron for the first time.
Sam
Congratulations.
Went before Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. So you're telling me there can't be 64 mistakes?
Greg Oden.
Someone says, right now Robinson looks like he's built like a Whole Foods cashier. One year in Heat culture and he'll look like Channing Tatum.
Dude, he's going to look amazing. I'm telling you.
He does look. Doesn't he look frail?
He looks frail, but man, he's got skills. Got that quick release.
I mean...
He said the same thing about Kevin Durant, that he could have bench press.
Yep, they did say that. Wait, are you saying
So we got Jordan.
Kemp Jordan. Kemp Jordan, it was a parade to the free throw line yesterday, boys.
God, will you go to 16 times?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Parade for Bam. Now, I don't think he's playing the rest of the way. By the way, the Heat's summer league coach name is Eric Glass. I didn't know that until yesterday either.
Who's that?
He tells his
team to crash the glass.
Minus one.
Jeez, Robbie.
I'm already minus 1,000.
Robbie's in a hole he cannot get out of.
Let's get the headlines.
Man.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Oh, the proper football is underway. Croatia and the homeland, England.
They're not in the homeland.
Ooh. Somebody said Trae Young has been wide open all summer and he can't hit the broadside of a barn.
He did the other night. He went hot. He like I think he was like 7-13.
From three?
Yeah.
Croatia and England getting underway. They're actually already underway. They're about 3 minutes into the fourth minute, as they would say.
I don't like the fact Kalinda's not in the building for this.
She's not? That's been confirmed?
Yeah, she put out a message for her team.
To be there for the championship.
That's bad juju.
Uh-oh. Nadal's getting ready to lose, too.
All right, which team is wearing...
Federer loss is what's...
Croatia's black.
Nadal's down 2-1.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's down a game in the fourth set.
Isner lost the first set, and he's winning the second set. All right, no. Up 6-5 in the second set.
Here being, no, I already have a uniform complaint with this game.
Oh, what is your problem now?
Croatia's the blue team, right?
Yes.
They're black.
But that's black?
I know their thing is the checkers, right? They have the checkers on the front of their jersey. You don't get fancy with the alternate jerseys in a game of this magnitude.
Well, the problem with that is that if they wore the checkered jersey, England usually wears red, or if the England wears white, it would still be kind of confusing. It's like a half red, half white. Oh!
You're ahead of us. Stop.
You're ahead of us.
Oh. Got left on the mundo.
Wow!
Ugh. Are you telling me England just scored again off this stupid flopping? I mean, how is that their move every time? Every time you referees fall for England falling on their face
God
and you give them a free
the
goal.
Queen.
How? How? How is this not a thing? I've watched soccer for 13 seconds, and every time it's England getting a bogus penalty kick
for
nonsense.
That was nice.
How can he not block that?
He bent that in, man. Oh, there's no way. You can't. You have no chance to block that.
Bench, man. That's garbage.
Right over the line, right curving in.
Hey, I think it's pretty amazing that those guys jump up like they're going to block it with their face.
What do they have? Like World Cup Joey Crawford out there to get this to England versus France in the finals?
Of course.
Such nonsense.
Tim Donaghy.
Yeah, three Lions.
The hell out of here. I mean, look, if it comes down to England and France, I'm definitely rooting for England over France because screw France.
Whoa.
But what? Screw France,
why'd
man.
You just take out a whole country?
Oh, come on. France, of all the European countries, who is the snootiest? It's the last place I want to go in Europe. France?
You don't want to see the Eiffel Tower?
No.
You don't want to make sweet love to your wife on a park right outside the Eiffel Tower?
I don't want my wife thinking about a building when she's having sex with me. What?
Man, the romance in your relationship has to be...
Oh, it's such a weird thing.
Do you make whale noises in bed?
No, sometimes.
Got the Free Willy song in the background?
No, but seriously, soccer geeks out there, are you not? I've watched soccer for 3 seconds. I'm already tired of England getting the free passes with these kicks. Every game, it's just, what's going to happen? We're going to fall on my face, and what are you going to do? Give me a free goal. Take that, Croatia. Oh. You're playing against a stacked deck.
By the way, Kalinda gets a pass. The NATO stuff is happening right now.
Yeah, that's right. She's at the NATO meetings.
Right.
You think I'm paying attention to that stuff?
She's watching the game on her iPad?
That'd be funny. Like, if somebody's talking in the middle of it and Kalinda's just like, damn it! She's just like, good point, Croatia. Tired of this nonsense. How could you respect this kind of soccer beast?
I mean, don't count out Croatia. They got Modric. They got Rakitic.
Garbage. Stack deck. I'm tired of you, soccer.
I got to tell you, the flopping. I mean, is it worse in soccer or basketball?
Soccer. Way worse.
Soccer.
So, this is what's going on now.
Historically, it's called diving, by the way. Diving.
It's called diving?
Embellishment. That's what, if you get a yellow card, it's for embellishment.
Well, they are England is number one divers.
No.
Number one.
Did you change your logo?
Neymar? Not over Neymar.
No, because here's the thing. Neymar is no longer skilled at it because he's become a gimmick.
Oh, damn. I forgot it's 7-Eleven today. Free Slurpees.
There you go.
I mean, Jesus, man. Like, the turkey and the Slurpees. Like, what is, are you okay?
The only thing that hasn't happened is your phone ringing.
No.
Are you okay today?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Robbie's on point. He said the only thing that hasn't happened is his phone has ringed.
By the way, I'm not okay. I got some problems.
All right. No. Because everyone's making fun of Neymar. Okay?
Well,
I've figured
his gig is up.
Yeah, in 3 weeks of soccer, I figured this out. Everybody has figured out Neymar, and now England has taken the top spot as top floppers because they have conditioned the refs to give them the kicks anytime they take a dive, and I don't like it. It stinks.
They should change their logo to the scuba diving logo.
Oh, man. Oh, anyway, so the Warriors are being, they're being all prickly with this stuff. Steph Curry, he says, saying we ruin the NBA is the dumbest phrase out there right now. And he also says, with LeBron out West, it makes the West more fun, but you still got to beat us. And so, Steph Curry is just like, never satisfied, like not happy, you know, always looking for that satisfaction. But the best thing to come out of yesterday with the Warriors was this Kevin Durant, who is the softest of the soft when it comes to social media. And I don't bury Kevin Durant for the Warriors move like a lot of people do, because to me, it's the same as LeBron going to Miami. I don't find a difference between the two. But this random ass IG account comes out, and they just put three elite two-way players, but don't elevate a team quite like LeBron or Steph do. So it's a meme of Durant, Kawhi, and Anthony Davis. Putting aside that it's a dumb post to begin
with. That's stupid.
But if you're Kevin Durant,
do you have?
You should probably just brush it aside.
No, not.
But does Kevin Durant?
No.
Not Mr. Sharman.
He says, bruh, go sweep your dorm room. You don't know hoops, and stop tagging me in this trash.
Now, why wouldn't Durant use one of his burner accounts on that?
I guess because, you know what?
He's got caught.
If he's going to do it, just do it.
I guess.
If you're going to do it, just do it. That's how Durant's going to roll now.
It looks awfully petty.
Really?
What? Of course.
You think?
We would know.
I mean, look, Durant, like, it almost seems like anybody want a troll, they know who to go after.
Yep.
Durant.
Yeah.
Nobody else is coming back.
Easy pickings.
Right.
Easy pickings. Like, Kevin Durant's not confident enough in his back-to-back finals MVPs that he's just like, stupid Instagram.
Like, at what point, here's my question. At what point you're already there and you don't care what people think because you're where you want to be?
It's for four things, all right? Instagram is for four things. Animal attacks, knockouts, ass models, and trolling. That's all Instagram is for, okay? And so the fact, like, I put people's faces on whale bodies. That's what I use Instagram for. It's not real life, Kevin Durant. You gotta calm down, man.
It's unbelievable. Like, I don't know. Like, me, if I've won three out of the last four championships and I'm the Warriors, what do I need to respond to anyone?
Durant's only won two out of the last four.
Okay, still.
Even still. He's the MVP of both of them. And
the second one was shaky.
He's responding to Buckets Center.
Like,
what? Huh? Like, first of all, the fact, yes, Kevin, you look at the account and they're picking on two finals MVPs in their post. Maybe you should just brush it aside. But no, I need to get it out here. You guys don't know what you're talking about. Go sweep your dorm room. It's like, huh? Come on, man. At some point, you got to let some stuff slide. You're just going to spend your entire time in your phone dealing with trolls.
Like, at some point, not to act this way, but he has to feel that he's above all that.
I would think so, but maybe he's just going to have this honest, it's going to be his thing forever.
Certain people will always, you know.
Do you think Jordan would have done this? Like, if Jordan had social media.
He wouldn't be on social media.
No, but that's because there was no social media.
You think he'd be on social media if he had
Nike
it?
Would have made him.
I think so.
Sell shoes.
He's like the only guy I think is that petty.
He's not on it now.
He's not now, but he's old. Old timer.
Yeah, I mean, he's 55 years old.
So you think Jordan would have been on social media? Get out of here.
Do you remember his Hall of Fame speech?
Yes. Dan Gilbert has
took out the
media.
Seventh grade coach. Come on, man.
Like he had a chart.
Michael talked on the court a lot.
Madly.
But not off the court?
Trust me.
Like, look, it took Kobe a while to come out of his shell. He's already doing it. Like, it took Kobe a while, but now he's like, oh, you don't think we're as good as the Warriors were? We beat the hell out of everybody. We had it tough. Like, if Michael Jordan really wanted to get into it, first of all, Michael Jordan, he would, if he joined Twitter, it would break Twitter.
But here's the other thing. Jordan doesn't have to talk. He has his people. Oh, you want to talk about minions? Somebody go out there and say Jordan wasn't the best.
Well, yeah. It's kind of like if he were to join Twitter, you're humanizing a sports god.
Right. Like, he doesn't have to, because anybody says anything negative about Jordan, right?
Right.
It's the end of you.
Crazy. Anyway, we're back after this.
Oh, love.
My song.
If you always love soccer, you might want to get out to see Place Giroud for the Final World Soccer Tournament match on Sunday. Looking like it's going to be London versus France right now. July 15th, starting at 9:30, is presented by Bud Light, which is the official beer of FIFA World Cup 2018. Beer, friends, girls, we call them chaps in London. Or mate. Anyway, see Place Giroud's located at Northwest 36th Street and 82nd
it's
Avenue.
It's actually 83rd Avenue. I just got an email.
City Place Doral is located at Norwood 36th Street and 83rd Avenue in Doral.
It's the Dolphin Mall, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's not the definitely not the Dolphin Mall.
It's technically not the Dolphin Mall?
No, it's not even technically. It's super not the Dolphin Mall.
It's not even close to the Dolphin Mall, actually.
It's not?
No.
Anyway. City Place Doral is located at Northwest 36th Street and 83rd Avenue in Doral. Watch the game on a giant screen. There'll be plenty of entertainment, tons of prizes, including a chance to win tickets to see Real Madrid or Barcelona play. It's all brought to you by Cleveland Clinic and Rip It Energy. Real energy for real people. That's what's going down right now. We're on Instagram Live if anybody wants to check us out. Trying to get all of us.
Hey,
Instagram.
Someone slid into my DMs that works for like audiovisual that like wants to come get our show up and running.
Boom. Cool.
Should I like respond? Yes, we're into it.
We'll get their credentials first. And as long as we can see what they've done, we're cool with that.
But well, Fusion Television?
I need to see some credentials. You can't just be walking in here willy nilly.
Can't be Junebug. Can't be Junebug from down the street.
Okay, I will get some credentials.
Appreciate it.
So the Heat could be making moves today. They were talking to Carmelo Anthony apparently recently in Las Vegas. We saw the meeting on the sidelines with Riley and Sam.
I don't
know
how I feel about that yet.
That spows into it, or that they're trying to pursue him.
Look, and believe it or not, I'm one of those people that if a coach says that a player would help, then I'm going to go with the coach because he has a vision for that player.
Yeah.
That being said, just the style and how they are defense first, have a defense first mentality, I don't know if Carmelo would be down with that.
Well, yeah.
And you can't have Carmelo and D Wade.
Oh no, they will. Like I don't even think Carmelo considers the Heat if D Wade's not here. I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think
even
so.
Even though D Wade hasn't signed?
Oh, he hasn't signed. Like he hasn't
air quotes.
He hasn't air quotes signed, but he's signed. Come on, he's coming back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You pretty much all right.
Come on. First of all, if you're Dwayne Wade and you're going to retire, are you working out this summer? Because I'm not working out. Everybody needs their retirement summer when you're not doing nothing.
Out.
Yeah, but you work out because you don't want your body to shut down.
Ugh.
Not because you enjoy working out.
Yeah.
Like, you need to keep that thing oiled and running.
Yeah, I do.
D-Wade's fine. He's not at that level yet.
All right.
You know? I don't think they consider Melo. I don't think Melo considers the Heat, really, if there's no D-Wade.
Man, that's too old. That's like signing... who's the running back that the Dolphins just signed?
Gore.
Frank Gore.
It's like getting Gore.
And AP. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. Like,
yeah, but football's different than NBA because of the toll it takes on your body.
Have you seen Carmelo run?
I'm with Leroy, man. Like,
have you seen Carmelo run?
No.
Okay. Well, why would we be asking you about being athletic?
He can shoot the rock.
Okay.
I mean, he can shoot the rock.
He didn't last year.
He shot it from three.
Is he falling? Like, look, it comes like a ton of bricks.
Is Carmelo a finisher?
What?
Is he a finisher?
No, I see. Remember the angry dunk where he almost bust his back?
He did get blocked by the rim. But yes, Carmelo can score in all fashions.
He's 6'8"?
No. I'm talking crunch time finisher. Is he a crunch time finisher? Do we know?
No. He's not.
Carmelo Anthony can create his own shot.
Go.
Carmelo,
you're not answering the question.
Is he a clutch player?
Yes.
Never been known for. But has also always decided to go to the team that would pay him most. Not necessarily the best team. Like, we don't know. And I'm not saying that he'd provide this situation. But if Carmelo Anthony was on a team like the Rockets and he was in real winning situations, we don't know if he could provide. Now, last year, did he fit in that great with Paul George and Russell Westbrook? No, he did not.
Seems like Paul George and Russell Westbrook are happy.
And they've decided who's the first person we want to cast out to make things a little bit better? Melo!
Yeah, man. Like, I get it, but, like, how many teams, like, when you have a list, for example, if you know a girl.
Yes.
She's hot.
Yeah.
She's been married 5 times.
Right.
What does that mean?
It's a her problem.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe she's just bad at picking.
Right. No.
Like, she got some issues, right?
Yeah, but maybe.
That's what you're going to think. You're going to think she got some issues.
Right, but maybe.
Carmelo's almost played for all the teams.
But maybe I got the formula to make her happy.
Maybe. You one of those people? Oh, I can fix him?
The whale noises. I am.
The whale noises.
You believe you can fix him?
Yeah.
You think you can fix Melo?
I've had that problem in my
life. Do you think that he can fix Melo?
No.
Let's go by Melo's last words. The last thing we heard him say, I ain't coming off nobody's bench.
Well, he's not going to come off the Heat's bench. They're probably going to let him start.
No chance.
They might.
No chance. They might. There is no way.
You're flustered.
Do you believe that Melo is a starter?
On what team? On a contender? Probably not. On the Heat.
Pick a playoff team.
On the Heat.
Pick any of the last year's playoff teams. Who could he start for?
The Wizards.
No.
Yes.
No.
Get out of here.
He could definitely start for the Wizards.
Definitely start for the Wizards.
Or Otto Porter?
Definitely start for the Pacers.
All right.
Definitely start for the Pacers. And I'm sure they love, but he's not considering them. Come on, man. Get in the car.
All right. Carmelo runs like he was born with a pulled hamstring. Who's better? Joe Johnson or Melo?
Right now?
Melo.
Melo. Right.
Really?
Joe Johnson couldn't get on the floor last playoffs, man.
ISO Joe?
Yeah, not 2 years ago, ISO Joe, the Heat whooped him in shape. Right now?
Melo! Do people really realize? People remember ISO Joe played here?
I think but I do think the ISO Joe thing, I do think that Melo would probably look at a situation like that and be like, you know what? His run here, it got him one last deal. And I do think that does factor in with the Heat. Because I think, here's the thing. If the Heat can make Carmelo Anthony look any kind of competent or look like he's made any kind of Heat culture improvement. Like, there's this piece today on The Ringer. It's about Derek Jones Jr. and how he is like the next Heat culture project. They've done it with Bobby Johnson, Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Deion Waiters. Like, they don't have stars, but they have system.
But these are younger guys.
They are younger guys. But okay. Even still, a guy like Derek Jones Jr., who's only was known as a leaper and only a guy who could jump, he's gotten in here. They've had him buy in. Work your ass off.
Young guys who weren't going to necessarily have a job.
Correct. But Joe Johnson was also tremendously wealthy, had huge contracts when he got to the Heat.
Yep.
Still wanted one more. So if you're Carmelo, do you go to the Rockets? And if you don't win the title, most likely people are going to point the finger at you for, again, being the guy who caused the problems.
You think?
Yes. Yes, I do. But if you go to Miami and you're any kind of relevant and you show a little something, just a little something, then people may be like, maybe Melo got tweaked a little bit, and they may pay him another deal before his career's up.
Here's the most important question you have to ask in these situations.
Stupid Harry Kane.
Is Melo prepared?
And they call off sides.
To do Heat culture. Of Heat culture.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they would You would think, though.
Man, he going to tell them what they want to hear if he wants to come here.
You don't think they can't tell a Rat Fink?
Really?
You don't think so?
Look at the people they just gave money to, what they thought.
Well, I mean, look, say what you want. Those guys worked hard.
Yeah.
I mean, they got duped.
There's only one guy who you question whether his effort on the court, and that's Hassan at times.
Well, this is what it really comes down to, though. For the Heat, I think when people look at this and they say, well, I can't believe the Heat put themselves in a position to not be flexible, because that's what they've always done. But if you've really looked at this, who have the Heat really not had a crack at? Because they got in the room with Kevin Durant. They got in the room with Gordon Hayward.
What does that mean? That means nothing.
Because this year they didn't get in the room. They didn't have an opportunity to really go after any free agents. But the only guy that you really had a shot at getting was LeBron James.
Right.
And you didn't really have a shot at getting LeBron James. He was going to the Lakers. So this flexibility hasn't quite cost you yet. Now, it may be a pain in the ass with something like the Kawhi trades and things like that, because you may not have the other assets to go move other places.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do go land him, this is where that's when it could cost you, because you may not have the ability to go add around him. And that's the thing you want with going to get a Kawhi Leonard, is you don't want just having Kawhi.
You think Kawhi is thinking about that?
Thinking about what?
Like just what you talked about. Like,
oh, whether or not he's signed an extension?
If a team, you know, brings you in.
Mm-hmm.
And you play a season with him, and you realize, man.
You know what's tough, man? I don't know what Kawhi thinks. Like, that's
nobody does.
Nobody seems to know. Like, you know, people, it's gone, in the last 3 weeks, it's gone from he's demanding to play for the Lakers and team up with LeBron James, and the Lakers better go get him,
to now
he doesn't even want to have any relationship with LeBron James. So I don't know.
Because he wants to be
And
the
then
guy.
It went, he's never, either Los Angeles team. And then it went to, okay, he'll take a deal with, he'll extend with the Sixers. So, to me, I'm reading a lot of what Kawhi's saying, and I'm just reading the tea leaves and the shoe deals and all that stuff. I seem to think that I see a guy who wants to be in a little bit more of a glamorous market, who wants to get a little bit of shine on himself and doesn't necessarily want to be in the anonymity of San Antonio. That's what I see. I don't know. I don't know the guy.
And that's funny coming from a guy who doesn't talk.
Right.
And wants anonymity.
I know. I know it seems weird, but I think maybe he feels like, you know, it could be a thing like this. Like, what's the dude on the Eagles? What's that? The guy who's ripping on the Patriots. Is it Lane Johnson? Lane Johnson, who's saying, like, Patriots turn everybody into zombies. It's not fun playing there. And it runs its course.
Oh, the disgruntled guy? Or
Yeah. So it could be just one of those things where Kawhi's like, you know what? I'm not really down with doing this anymore, especially if I don't really have a chance to win a championship.
Yeah.
I'd rather be in a place where it's a little nicer. I get a little bit more glamour. I could live the superstar lifestyle a little bit more. And also, you'll be in a good organization.
Yeah.
That's my arena. That's what it's been the whole time. Like,
no, I understand that. It's hard to have, you know, as of now, everybody's thought process is right because nobody's heard from Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when this all started, he was going to the Lakers.
Right.
And then we heard he don't want to be with LeBron. But he had to know LeBron was going there.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, too. My theory's kind of changed on all the stuff we've heard from Kawhi. I don't necessarily think we're hearing it from Kawhi. I tend to think we're hearing it from the Spurs. I think the Spurs saw a situation and they say, who's got the best stuff we can go get right now? Who can we hold up? And they said, Lakers. And so they're like, they put this spin on it like, oh, no,
that
no, no,
Kawhi
no.
Wants,
he right. wants to go there. He's demanding to go there. And they want to put the Lakers up against it.
I tell you what. One of these things, maybe I should become more team petty.
Mm-hmm.
Because team petty, they can put all these elaborate plans together.
Yeah.
Because I have a hard time believing that San Antonio is thinking like that and putting that out there.
Oh, trust me. San Antonio's in the labyrinth. The petty labyrinth.
Oh, God.
We got the Doom Bucket coming up next.
Deborah. Y'all see what I see? I see the Deborah. But this is my favorite animal. It's a Deborah. Y'all see what I see?
It's your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game concert or another great event. Acordis, Miami Technology Partner. And your local South Florida technology company. Visit them online at acordiscorp.com. And brought to you by Lauderdale BMW of Pembroke Pines. World Cup going on right now. England up 1-0 on Croatia in the 42nd minute. Got some Whiteside news, man. Got some Whiteside news.
Yeah. Barry Jackson. Yeah, I mean, don't get too
excited. Barry Jackson be sports buzzing, man.
It's not that exciting.
He's sports buzzing. What do you mean it's not that exciting? Mm. Well, it's not exciting. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to be bummed out by this, quite frankly. Eric Spoelstra, he tells Barry Jackson, says that he's had lunch with Whiteside, and they've been in regular touch with him. And they look forward to a new season with him.
S'mores. Unless they could trade him.
How do you think that lunch went? What do you think the conversation was about?
Something like this.
S'mores. S'mores. Say hey to Snapchat. S'mores. Hey, Snapchat. S'mores.
Hey, s'mores. Say hey to IG. S'mores.
You think this is going s'mores. Through Spoelstra's head? Like, I'm trying to have s'mores, a serious look. Conversation with this.
S'mores. Why you be laying on your back like Garfield?
Huh? Cat, stupid.
It's so much funnier if you just insert Spo. Hey, Spo.
Oh, I'm picturing.
Hey, Spo.
I'm picturing
just
Spo.
Laying your back like Garf.
I'm picturing Spo's head on a cat's body.
You gotta now. You know what you need to do now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only a matter.
I mean,
time.
Like.
Where do you think they went to lunch? You think they went somewhere nice, or do you think
no.
Spo like got him Chick-fil-A?
No, San probably is like, I want a Happy Meal.
Like they didn't go to Cheesecake Factory.
No.
No way. So he's
wait,
not
wait. When you say nice, you think Cheesecake Factory? I mean, it's good, but it's not
no,
like...
No, Cheesecake is a pleasant, nice lunch.
Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, I guess not for the wealthy like them.
No, I mean, like, they, you know, you'd figure they'd go to, like, Prime 112 or...
But I also don't think Spoelstra's going to want to go somewhere where he's got to, like, go through courses of meals.
No, you go in and order your meal and get out.
Spo shows up and Hassan's like, Spo, I know the guy that runs Lambo.
Get you a deal.
Do you think
Lambo.
Okay? Do you think that
I can sell Lambos for tall guys?
Do you think that? Do you think that Hassan comes in there with a notepad of ideas?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Is a notepad like, of ideas?
He's like, all right, Spo. Idea number one. More playing time. Idea number two. I'm a shooter.
He's Stop holding me back.
He's like, what? He goes, yeah. Say, you keep talking about positionless and you won't let me shoot. Idea number three. See idea number two. I just think that's
no, he comes in there.
Didn't he shoot 1,000 last year from three?
Spo, can we snap this? Can we snap this, Spo?
Spo, can I put the dog face on you? Let's get to our doom bucket.
Spo, you want to play 2K?
Doom bucket time, boys.
So you're the only one in first place.
That's right. Yeah. Because I picked last.
Matty Chase week, 1, 2, 3. Whoa. I could already tell I don't like
it, man. Don't chum it.
Oh. You already see something you don't like?
Are you stupid, Robbie?
What did he do? Why are you so hard on him, man?
I hate when he puts stupid stuff in the bucket.
Can I get bonus points for picking now?
No.
Why?
No, that's not how
but
it works.
But I'll lose if I have the finals on Saturday morning. If I pick now before they even get to the finals, I should get a bonus.
No, there's no bonus
there's
points.
There's no bonuses.
You're tied with everybody. What do you need bonus points for? We're in the week number two.
Because you're asking me to pick between nothing because they're not to the finals yet. For example, stop
making up rules. You're like the competition committee. Every week you got new rules.
I'm picking Serena.
Tobin, go.
All right, here we go.
I'll go.
There's only three left.
I have the women's singles, the finals at 7 on Saturday.
Saturday morning.
And I have the men's finals. That's on 7 a.m. on Sunday. And then I have the Ghost Legends against Power.
That's big free basketball.
When is it?
That's Friday night.
Because there's no date, no
It's coming
night.
Here in a couple weeks. You excited?
Are we going to go?
I'd like to.
All right.
I have the Ball Hogs against Three's Company.
All right.
I've got the World versus USA in the SiriusXM All-Star Futures game.
The what?
It's a futures game.
Now you want to know why I'm so harsh on it?
It's baseball.
You never heard of the futures game?
Last year was here.
Boy, next week's going to be slim pickings if next week is All-Star week.
We don't even do baseball anymore.
I also have the home run contest. It says pick four.
You get to pick four out of the eight guys. You get half the field.
That's not bad, yeah.
The bracket will come out tonight.
All right, what do you got, Robbie?
All right, I got the third place game, Belgium, and the loser of this game going on right now.
Okay.
I got... I was hoping one of you guys pull this one. The Legends and Celebrity Softball game. I know Scott Rogowski's in it, and I know John Wall is in it, and Josh Norman's in it.
Where is the All-Star game this year?
It's in Washington.
Oh, makes sense.
Bill Nye, the science guy, is supposed to be in it.
Jesus.
And I actually got the actual All-Star game Tuesday night, the National League versus the American League.
Jeez. So, we're burning all our All-Star games now?
Well, because it's on Tuesday.
I understand, but then what are we going to... Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. It's going to be passed. All right. Here's what I got. Heat versus Pelicans in Summer League.
That's tomorrow, so you got to pick that before tomorrow's.
Oh, that picking Heat.
It's rigged.
Well, there'll be a spread.
This thing is rigged.
Although...
This is unbelievable.
Although, I
Robbie, you trying to make us all degenerates?
He is, yeah, but you know what? Coach Glass did say that he may not play Bam. I'll still go Heat.
It's tomorrow at 4 o'clock. You can still... But before tomorrow at 4
o'clock. He's not going to be here.
Yeah, I'm not here tomorrow.
Oh, you can still text him.
So I got to do my picks.
All right. You can text us.
All right, my next game is Manny Pacquiao versus Lucas Matisse. I'm going to go with the Pac-Man. I think this guy's tailor-made for the Pac-Man, even though if he's lost a step, brawlers who come forward, it's like, it just eats him up.
He's fighting at home in his home country.
And this one I got France versus whoever in the World Cup final. I'm going against France because screw France.
Real quick, two great texts. One... it's clear that Spo took Hassan to Chuck E. Cheese. And Hassan wanted to go to Rainforest Cafe. They got the animals.
I went to Rainforest Cafe for the first time last week at the Sawgrass.
Rip off.
It is a rip off. It's
Expo looks like a Chick-fil-A guy.
But, I mean, it's cool when the storm happens and things start going whatever. And the,
I thought somebody hijacked the controls, man, because it was going a little wild with the lights going on.
That's
the lights
what it
going
does,
off.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I like the aquarium,
so
though.
Expensive.
It is expensive.
What, Rainforest?
Rainforest Cafe. Yeah.
I think I've eaten there once.
That was the first time I've ever eaten there.
You know what's good? I mean, it's also expensive, but the one up in Disney is T-Rex Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. The dinosaurs and stuff like that.
Cool. My son would probably like that. He likes dinosaurs.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
All right, boys. I'm out the next couple days, so hold it down for me. I will.
I'll be hosting. Woo!
I will. Why are you looking like that, Leroy?
Leroy's going to call in sick tomorrow.
If so, it happens, the Heat trade for Kawhi Leonard, I will.
Oh, you're going to pull a Stephen A?
I will make an emergency trip.
I came
on
off
vacation. I will have to leave the Penguins and say, I came off my vacation because the Heat got Kawhi on the beach. I can't wait. That would be amazing. Sheridan says we're still alive, man.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He says we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, be more half full.
All I need is a chip and a chair.
Minus one. We'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.